This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
As we've been telling you on KMOX this morning, half of Missourians say they are burdened by medical debt either now or in the last 5 years. We're joined now by Sheldon Weisgrau. He is Vice President of Health Policy and Advocacy for the Missouri Foundation for Health. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us first off, how much medical debt do Missourians have? What did you find from your surveys?
Well, the survey asked questions about medical debt experience to more than 2,000 people in Missouri across the state. And what we found is that people really have a hard time paying for their health care services. Half of Missourians reported having medical debt either currently or in the last few years. And a large majority of those folks are folks with insurance. And so what we're seeing is that high deductibles and high copays are really causing problems with people's finances.
Any differences based on demographics, Sheldon?
There are. As you might imagine, folks with lower incomes have more trouble with medical debt. But when you drill down a little farther into particular populations, women have more problems with medical debt than men. LGBTQ Missourians and people with disabilities tend to have more problems with medical debt as well.
You talked about the financial repercussions. You know, how do Missourians specifically say that these medical bills have impacted their finances?
Well, when folks are in debt, they are often contacted by collection agencies. If they can't pay those debts, their credit scores are affected, and lower credit scores get in the way of people getting jobs, of people getting apartments or mortgages or auto loans. And of course, if you're paying for medical care, you may have less money to pay for other things that you need, like food or shelter or other household needs. And so having medical debt really impacts the financial stability of people who are incurring that debt and ripples across the whole economy, because if folks are paying, having to pay their medical debt, they're less likely to be able to spend money in the community on other things.
This is Sheldon Weisgrau, Vice President of Health Policy and Advocacy with the Missouri Foundation for Health. Half of Missourians reported being burdened by medical debt. You also, Sheldon, asked about policies. So what do people want to see happen?
Well, one of the really interesting findings here was that I think we often think about hospital care as being very expensive and possibly being a cause of debt. And that is true. But the most common causes of medical debt from the folks we spoke to on our poll were from lab services and services they received in doctor's offices. And those are the types of providers that may not readily provide payment plans or explain payment options or discounts that are available to people. Hospitals generally do a good job of that. And so what people would like to see is more transparency in the prices that they're paying and a lot more information about what programs might be available to them to help them pay their bills.
How many people are able to access those types of programs that provide some support?
Well, what we found is that most people are just not even aware that they exist. And so if you don't have the knowledge or the foresight to ask about them, you may never find out that those sorts of programs are available to you from your provider or from other outside sources.
Anything else that jumped out at you in this, Sheldon? Any other barriers to obtaining health care in Missouri?
You know, Missouri has a lot of the same issues that we face in other parts of the country, where depending on where you live, there may be less access to certain types of providers. In rural communities, folks have a harder time finding services than in more urban communities. But I think what we found in our survey was that the real ultimate issue in access to care is the cost of care. And as long as the costs of health care remain as high as they are, it's going to create problems. And we see that just by seeing the large number of people that are in debt. And folks really want solutions to that problem. I think it's hard to ask the public what the solutions might be, because folks aren't necessarily well-versed in all the policy aspects around healthcare payment, but they very clearly believe costs are too high and it's burdening their financial situations.
So how does this inform your organization moving forward? What are your next steps based on your surveys?
Well, we are doing a number of things that are looking at the cost of care for folks in Missouri. We have a study that is about to get underway that it's going to be looking at policies that hospitals and health systems have in place to help people who are burdened with medical debt. We will be working with folks in communities across the state to talk about their experiences in those health systems so that we can really see how well the systems are carrying out their policies. And hopefully we can create some discussion that will create some better avenues and better ways for people to be able to get their care and pay for it.
Is it as easy as going to your site to read this for yourself, which I believe is mffh.org?
It is. You can go to our website and get information not only about this poll, but about everything else we're doing. But specifically what we've been talking about today are two polls. We have an annual public opinion poll that we just started this year called Speak Up Mo, and you can find the results of that on our website. And we'll be rolling out more detailed discussions of findings from that poll throughout the rest of the year. And then the medical debt survey was a specific poll we did across the state that asked people particularly about their medical debt experience, and you can find that on the website as well. And for those folks who are so inclined, all the information about the methodologies and all the data from the polls are located there. But for folks who are not data wonks, there's just a lot of information on what the findings are and what people might do about it.
Sheldon, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That is Sheldon Weisgrau. He is Vice President of Health Policy and Advocacy for the Missouri Foundation for Health.